Pinnacle Airlines is the latest to seek Chapter 11 protection. The U.S. Army gets a look at two new fighting rotorcraft. And U.S. Airways flight attendants say a proposed bargaining agreement is still not good enough. It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012. This is Aero News. I'm Glenn Moyer. In what may have seemed like a bad April Fool's prank, Pinnacle Airlines announced Sunday the company and its subsidiaries have filed voluntary petitions for relief under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code. Pinnacle said in a news release on its website that it intends to use the Chapter 11 process to continue implementing a comprehensive turnaround plan aimed at addressing its operational and financial challenges in a rapidly evolving regional airline industry. During this process, the company will remain focused on providing passengers with safe, reliable, and timely service in collaboration with its network partners, Delta Connection, United Express, and U.S. Airways Express. The filing came on Monday morning. Pinnacle says it expects to accomplish several key initiatives during the restructuring process to help ensure that it returns to profitability and remains viable over the long term as the regional airline industry continues to contract and transform. Two new helicopters were unveiled Monday as part of the Army Aviation Association of America's convention in Nashville, Tennessee. First was the new MD Helicopters Scout Helicopter, the MD-540F, the newest addition to MD's fleet of single-engine turbine helicopters. The 540F is an upgrade to the popular MD-530F, boasting a six-bladed, fully articulated rotor blade system made up entirely of composite material and a more rugged landing skid built for heavier takeoff and landing weights. CEO of MDHI, Ms. Lynn Tilton, predicts the helicopter will be a game-changer for the company, saying, quote, "Military markets have long sought an affordable, light, single-engine helicopter that can perform exceptionally well at hot and high altitudes while carrying a larger useful load. The MD-540F will be that aircraft," end quote. The MD-540F will be equipped with a fully integrated digital glass cockpit, and the armed version is capable of carrying various mixes of guns, rockets, and missiles simultaneously. Development of the MD-540F is ongoing, and flight tests have commenced. Certification is projected for the first quarter of 2013. Meanwhile, EADS North America unveiled its armed aerial scout 72X Plus, the AAS 72X Plus. Monday at the annual Quad A convention. The AAS 72X Plus is an armed derivative of the Army's UH-72A Lakota light utility helicopter and will be manufactured by the company's American Eurocopter business unit in Columbus, Mississippi. The AAS 72X Plus helicopter builds on the three Armed Aerial Scout Technical Demonstrator Aircraft, or TDAs, already developed, tested, and flown, using the company's own research and development investment. Flight attendants at U.S. Airways, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, or AFA, have voted not to ratify a proposed five-year collective bargaining agreement. U.S. Airways and AFA reached a tentative agreement on January 27th that would cover the airline's 6,700 flight attendants who are based in its three hub cities of Charlotte, North Carolina, Philadelphia, and Phoenix, and its Washington, D.C. focus city. The tentative agreement had been unanimously approved by the AFA negotiating committee, but was rejected by a vote of the rank-and-file flight attendants, with 90% of the more than 6,700 FAs voting. The AFA says it will now conduct a survey of its members to find out which items in the tentative agreement need to be reworked. A change in plans by China Eastern Airlines means Boeing's 2012 orders for the new 787 Dreamliner are in the negative column. The airline cited delivery delays and a heavier emphasis on shorter-haul domestic routes as a reason for their change of heart. All was not bad news, though, as the airline dropped its order for 24 Dreamliners and instead placed an order for 45 of the smaller 737s. An ATR-72 reportedly went down in Siberia Monday, resulting in the fatal injury of 31 of the 43 people on board. The 12 who survived are reported to be hospitalized in serious condition. The aircraft, operated by UT Air, was en route to the town of Sugert at the time of the accident, according to the Associated Press. The airplane went down in a snow-covered field shortly after takeoff from Tayumen, located about 1,000 miles east of Moscow. All of those on board appeared to be Russian nationals. The cause of the accident is under investigation. That JetBlue captain's wife says, "Thanks, now leave us alone." Duncan Aviation has an app for that. And the flying car is one step closer to reality. Aero News continues in a moment.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The wife of JetBlue Captain Clayton Osmond, whose emotional distress caused such a furor last week, has issued a statement that says, in essence, "Thanks for your concern, now leave us alone." In the statement, Connie Osmond praised and thanked the passengers and crew for their, quote, "effective yet compassionate," end quote, handling of the situation caused by her husband's erratic behavior last week. That behavior forced the JetBlue flight from New York to Las Vegas to divert to Amarillo, Texas. Ms. Osmond also thanked the Amarillo healthcare workers and many well-wishers who have reached out in concern for her husband's well-being. But as for the media, she said, quote, "We understand the public's interest in speaking with Clayton, but we respectfully decline all interview requests and ask that the media respect our wishes for privacy," end quote. JetBlue said the flight crew would also be making no further public comment on the incident. Duncan Aviation's first mobile application is now available for download on iPads, and it improves operators' access to information about the company's service locations, contact information, and department listings. The company supports avionics maintenance and installations, has multiple facilities located strategically around the country, and even offers road teams available for emergency airframe and engine services. The app does not need a data connection after it's installed and allows operators to access Duncan Aviation's locations and contact information in the field. The Duncan Aviation iPad app is available for installation through iTunes. An Android version will be released at a later date. Michael Huerta has yet another vote in his corner for approval of his nomination to be the next administrator of the FAA. The ALPA, Airline Pilots Association International, is the latest group to join the call for Huerta's quick confirmation. In a letter to all U.S. senators, the ALPA president said steady, long-term leadership, not transitional leadership, is what is needed at the helm of the FAA. Living in a private grass strip air park is really the life for any aviator, and I'm fortunate to be one of those lucky few. But I can recall hours and hours spent on Central Expressway commuting to WFAA Radio TV in downtown Dallas and thinking if only the flying car seen in my dad's old Popular Mechanics magazines were a reality. Well, believe it or not, and no, my name is not Ripley, the flying car is one step closer to reality. Terra Fugia, the company producing a drivable SLSA, the transition street-legal airplane, says its prototype completed its first flight test on March 23rd in Plattsburgh, New York. The same vehicle has also successfully completed initial driving test and transition test. The transition, as it's called, is a two-seat personal aircraft capable of driving on roads and highways, parking in a single-car garage, and flying with unleaded automotive fuel. The transition's first flight reached an altitude of 1,400 feet and lasted 8 minutes, a far cry better than the Wright brothers. But there's still no word on its 0-60 performance or time in the quarter mile. The transition production prototype will be on display at the New York International Auto Show April 6th through 15th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City. Well, time for us to drive right on out of here. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to these AeroCasts at iTunes or at www.aero-news.net. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.